morning, it's Zach Epperson here with your daily local sports update. Ahead of their game against the LaRue County Hawks on Friday, I had the chance to talk with Elizabethtown head coach Mark Brown. Coach Brown, thanks for taking time to talk with me. Greatly appreciate it. First thing I got for you, obviously, a big win for the team last Friday against Meade County. Starting off, what were your takeaways from that win?
Well, it was a good game for us Friday night. Meade is always a very fundamentally sound, very well-coached team, and they're awful big up front, big and physical. And so for us to play a team like that and do pretty well against them is good for us, because we're going to have to turn around this week and play a LaRue County team that's extremely big like that too up front. So it prepares us for LaRue a little bit better.
You can hear my entire interview with Coach Brown online at quickc983.com. And now on to your local sports update. Last night in high school girls volleyball action, LaRue County lost to Campbellsville 2-1, and Elizabethtown defeated Presentation 3-0. On the schedule for volleyball tonight, North Hardin is at home versus Bardstown. Central Hardin is at Thomas Nelson. Grayson County is at home versus Frederick Fraze. John Hardin is at Greene County. LaRue County is at Washington County. And Meade County is at Breckenridge County. Postseason soccer action for boys and girls continues. First up in the boys' third region tournament, Meade County was defeated by Owensboro, losing 10-0. Also in the third region, Grayson County was defeated by Muhlenberg County, losing 3-2. On the schedule tonight for the fifth region, Elizabethtown takes on Bardstown, and North Hardin will play Taylor County. Over on the girls' side of the postseason action in soccer, in the third region tournament, Meade County lost to Owensboro Catholic 3-2 in double overtime. Also in the third region, Grayson County was defeated by Muhlenberg County, losing 3-2. Finally, in the fifth region last night, Central Hardin defeated LaRue County 8-1. And finally today, in the National Hockey League, the Nashville Predators will be on the road tonight taking on the Las Vegas Golden Knights. And that's going to do it for your sports update for this Tuesday. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.